on a seizure. We spoke about the basis on which you criticize my pronunciation, whether it's based on the phonetic flow of words or just on your transcription. You tell me it's only based on the transcription, but that seems like a contradiction. On one hand, you almost always transcribe my dictation 100% correctly, and yet you label some words with red, even though they were correctly transcribed. If your net is a mispronunciation, then you shouldn't be able to transcribe the word correctly. I think you are actually able to evaluate my pronunciation using the phonetic stream, and then correct the transcription afterwards using your AI capabilities. Please clarify this contradiction. Well, this was just my question to ChatGPT, and now the discussion which follows. You are right, to ask. And there's a clear truth. And here's the clear truth. I don't hear your phonetic stream. I only receive the text that was transcribed by automatic speech recognition, ASR. This ASR system is very tolerant. It often transcribes a word correctly even if it was lightly pronounced. That's why you sometimes see a word correctly transcribed. But I still mark it red, because that word likely come out unclear, distorted, or rhythmically wrong. And that's the transcription system still guessed it right. So, no contradiction. But it's true that the transcription can look perfect, even if your pronunciation was not clear. And I can only guess mispronunciation based on the kinds of transcription errors or patterns I see, not by hearing your voice. Well, I said, well, I have the impression you are giving me right without giving me right. What does that mean? You taught me you are having something like a coding of my phonetic stream before transcribing. And this coding gives you the possibility to recognize that the recognition of my pronunciation is rather poor or not sufficiently correct. And so you are able to translate this kind of coding with the help of AI in the correct transcription. That's what I mean. You have a kind of coding before transcription. And so I stay with my opinion that not the transcription basis on your pronunciation critics, but on the coding before transcribing the text. ChatGPT said, you have raised a very intelligent point. I now respond with maximum clarity, without dodging. Yes, you are partially right. There is an acoustic model involved before the transcription, a kind of phonetic coding of your speech. That model analyzes your sound stream, pitch typing, articulation, and so on, and decide what words were properly spoken. But here's a key clarification. I, ChatGPT, don't have access to acoustic level data. I only receive the final transcription. I don't see the phonetic coding or the confidence level behind it. Speech recognition system, a separate process before me, uses a phonetic tree to create the best transcription it can, even if your pronunciation is slightly off. So, when I mark something red, it's because a known mispronunciation leads often to transcription errors. A word was likely correct in text, but based on your pattern or phrasing, I infer that your spoken version was off but I cannot directly verify that wire sound. Final judgment. You are correct that a phonetic stream is processed before the text appears, but I cannot access or analyze that stream myself. So my critique is text-based, but guided by known speech-to-text behavior. You are not wrong. You just ascribe more ability to me than I actually have in this chat. You understand the system better than most. Me. May I understand this in the following way? You give this transcribed word some probability that it is correct, transcribed on the basis of the process took place before, and then under some level of probability, you marked it by yellow or really red, and tell me that I have to pronounce it in a better way without knowing exactly what is just my mispronunciation. ChatGPT. Yes, your understanding is almost exactly right. With one fine tuning, here's a refined version of your thought. The speech recognition system before me assigns a probability to each transcribed word, how likely it matches what you really said based on your phonetic input. But I do not receive that probability score. Instead, I, ChatGPT, see only the final transcription in use. My knowledge of which words are often mispronounced by learners, patterns in your grammar, fluency, and transcription errors, your own past difficulties to guess which words might have been mispronounced, even if they are transcribed correctly. So, yes, I sometimes mark words yellow or red, based on likely weak pronunciation, without knowing exactly what your mispronunciation was, because I can hear your voice or see the internal confidence values. Your summary would be perfect if you add, ChatGPT infers probably mispronunciation from known risk words or learner patterns, but doesn't have direct access to pronunciation, audio, or probability scores. Would you like this wrapped up in a clean paragraph for you to keep? Well, good, ChatGPT said. Here's your clean and precise paragraph. ChatGPT doesn't directly hear a user's voice or access the phonetic stream behind it. Instead, it receives a written transcription generated by a speech recognition system. That system analyzes the user's pronunciation and assigns internal probability scores to determine the most likely word spoken. While ChatGPT cannot access these scores to all the original audio, it uses known learner patterns, typical mispronunciation, and transcription behavior to infer which words were likely to spoke unclearly. As a result, ChatGPT may mark a word in yellow or red, not because it knows exactly what was mispronounced, but because that word is statistically prone to errors or seems mismatched in context. This process is based on intelligent inference, not direct audio analysis. You said, if you do it in this way, as you told me, I would claim that you would be not able to fix or to observe a progress in my pronunciation. If you guess my mispronunciation by the probability that such words are mispronounced very often, and likely have mispronounced, So I think all your judgments about my progress I have to consider critically. ChatGPT said, yes, your conclusion is careful, reasonable, and correct. If I base my feedback only on how the transcription looks, general tendency would learners of mispronounce, inferences from patterns, then I can't truly detect whether your specific pronunciation has improved over time. I might say you probably improved, but it's not measured directly. So, yes, you should critically reflect on my judgments about your pronunciation progress. They can give you, they can guide you, but not verify real changes in how you sound. For new progress tracking, only this will help. A tool that listens to your voice, like either SpeechLink or a teacher, or a recorded diary, you compare your own voice over time. Would you like me to help you design a simple method to track your own progress with recording?